number 10,476, Michael Tazvoli, west of Road 348, west of Indian River Drive, being lot 46, section 4, block A within Bay Colony Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Name and address, please.
Yes, Michael Tazvoli. My address is 34408 Indian River Drive in Dansville.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Greg Hastings originally designed our house back in 2005. We finally moved in fully in 2002. We finally moved in 2005 completely.
Mm-hmm.
Our desires were to take maximum use of the Indian River Bayview and also to create a wraparound deck, which mm-hmm. would integrate our picnic area, our barbecue area, lounging, and also a tubbing area. But what happened was that the deck had to be modified, essentially creating two separate decks. We didn't want to impinge upon the habitable living space of the house, so we elected to truncate the deck as the pictures show it. I wish approval of approximately a 200 square foot deck extension, which would impede approximately 11 feet maximum past the building line. I would also like to add that I've received a written notice from the Bay Colony Homeowners Association Board approving the exterior deck modification if the county approved this waiver.
Mrs. Isaacs, what's the setback requirement here?
10 feet.
10 feet.
From the side and rear. However, it can be 5 feet as long as it's open and unenclosed.
Right.
For the side and rear.
So where does this extra foot and a half come from? You have a 10-foot built setback requirement. You're asking for 11 and a half feet past that.
Well, the deck has been truncated at the building line, and we were told when the house was designed and approved by the Homeowners Association Board that the deck couldn't go beyond that building line
right.
without approval.
Okay.
They were hesitant to approve the original size and shape of the deck because of that reason.
Well, according to your application, you're requesting 11.5-foot variance?
Approximately, yes.
I don't understand how you can do that with only a 10-foot setback.
I'm not sure I follow you.
Okay.
The building line defines the rear setback line.
I understand that.
Okay.
But you're asking for more of a variance than there is a setback requirement. The maximum variance would be 10 feet.
Okay.
According to your application, and this may not have been written by you.
No, it was, sir.
At the bottom, it says requesting an 11.5-foot variance for the deck on the rear setback.
Yes, that.
That's not possible.
The building line defined the maximum space that I could that was allowed to build the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And I need, approximately 11 feet beyond that.
Well, that would mean that you would be encroaching the property line 1.5 feet. Your building setback requirement is 10 feet.
Right.
And you want to build from that setback requirement 11 and a half feet.
Yeah, so it'll be...
You've got a foot and a half over your property line.
Yeah, in the rear part of the lot, my lot goes well beyond the riprap, the building lot.
If you look at the survey, it looks like from the open deck, 51.4 is from the property line, that's what he's explaining. It is beyond the riprap.
So he doesn't own that, though?
He doesn't have, well, if he has a 10-foot setback requirement, then, and he's 50 feet from the...
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
From the property line, he doesn't need a variance.
Won't need a variance.
No.
No? Wait.
By the look of the survey, no.
No?
Well, that's, yeah, that's, whose building restriction line is that, Bay Colonies?
Yes.
Well, we don't, they have a different set of rules than we do, and we don't enforce their rules.
Well, they have a very restrictive covenant. And...
It should have been noticed that there's not a variance required with the county. So if we're done with the hearing, then I would make a motion that we deny case number 10,476 and provide a refund to this gentleman for his fee.
Your fee?
Is it...
Second.
Okay.
Would it be possible to get your ruling in writing?
It will be issued in writing.
It will be issued to you in writing.
Okay.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we deny case number 10,476 and that the filing fee be returned to the applicant.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is denied.
Thank you.
We apologize for any inconvenience.
No. No apology needed.
Okay.